Hello, my name is Amri,
and my name is Shweta,
and you're watching Dilbo Filia.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about another director in our Director's First series. Again, this series, we talk about directors whose debut films we may not have known about, and today we have a director that's very, what's the word? He has a lot of critical acclaim.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Commercial films, too.
Commercial films.
You got it.
But with, like, with a little bit of, like, an arty, like, you know, off the main track sort of feel to it, I'd say, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think everyone wants to work with him.
Yeah.
I've had amazing films in the past.
He's worked with a lot of big stars, too.
Yeah. He's worked with a lot of big stars. Recently, some of his films have not been working, but we are all very shocked even by that. Like, I remember I was very shocked when his recent two films did not work, but that's okay because he's still an awesome, amazing, very unique director, right?
Yeah.
So, who is this director?
So, he has worked with Shah Rukh Khan, Kareena Kapoor,
Shahid Kapoor,
and Randeep Hooda, Ranbir Kapoor,
Alia Bhatt.
So,
you know what?
You know who it is.
It is none other than Imtiaz Ali.
It's not only that stories influence you, but what happens in your life influences your story.
Wow, what a deal.
And like, I love him, right?
I love his hair.
I like his hair too. He rocks it well.
Yeah.
He seems like a very zen type of a director who's very, like, calm, like, you know, in his head of, like, introspection is his thing. And I'm like, and I mean, everybody knows this. The element of travel in his films is very prominent and important. And the journey that the male actor usually makes to find out or towards self-discovery, which is aided by the female usually, is very interesting as well.
But Imtiaz Ali.
Yeah.
So people know him for the classic Jab We Met. Okay. Then he went on doing songs with Ranbir Kapoor, was his rock star, Tamasha. What else? He has also done with Shah Rukh, the movie didn't do well, Jab Harry Met Sally,
Love Aajkal 2.
We don't know.
Nobody knows. But like he's done an election. My ultimate all-time favorite, Highway.
Highway.
And loved Highway.
Beautiful.
Recently saw it. Yeah. But yeah, so he has a very interesting and amazing filmography. Like all the films have something very unique and
beautiful
to offer to the audiences. And like even Jab Harry Met Sally, like I will argue I saw it again recently.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. And I was like, I think I understand. The only problem, I think the major problem was Sejal's character.
Sejal का मतलब है
बिल्कुल जरूरी नहीं है सच्ची मैं सेजल से चला लूंगा
एक्चुअली आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट्स योर प्रॉब्लम हां
सो इट शुड बी जस्ट हैरी व्हेन हैरी मेट
क्वेश्चन मार्क
या या देयर इज नो सेम नीड फॉर सेजल बट या सो व्हाट्स हिज फर्स्ट फिल्म दो लाइक हिज डेब्यू
आई एक्चुअली हिज फर्स्ट फिल्म दैट्स माय पर्सनल फेवरेट आई लव्ड इट आई स्टिल रिमेंबर व्हेन द म्यूजिक केम आउट आई वाज हियर इन ग्रेड 12 आई गेस एंड I love the music right away. And I was like, oh, I want to see. And there were two newcomers. They were launching two newcomers.
Yeah.
I'll introduce in a bit. And then I remember when I was in India, I watched the film and loved it. And although it did not do too well, okay, the movie had Abhay Deol, who's a fantastic actor, and along with Aisha Tatya.
Who's very cute and also very cute. She's a good actress.
She's a good actress, yeah.
They're a very cute couple. And amongst them were a lot of supporting actors, great actors.
With Diya Mio 3 is in there.
Yeah.
Aisha Julka and stuff. But yeah, the movie name is Sojana Tha.
Sojana.
Main mila ladki se.
Main mili ladke se.
She's cute. But hum ek dusre se shaadi nahi karne wale.
To tum na kar dena, kyunki main nahi kar sakti. Okay?
Definitely a movie that got popular once because of the TV rerun.
Yeah,
it was one of those kind of movies. But I remember when the movie came out, I was only one in the theater.
Really?
Yeah. Me and maybe four other people. But I loved it. And I was just like, oh my God, why wasn't I like it? Why are people not watching this movie?
Yeah.
Fun. Like, I love the chemistry.
Yeah.
Something weird and different in that time.
In
2003, 2004.
The premise of the film is very different.
Yeah,
right? Like that wasn't like I think at that time we were used to out and out love stories, like that boy likes girl likes boy.
Yeah,
and that's it. They know they love each other.
Yeah,
and the main premise in this film is that they don't know.
Yeah,
they just don't know.
They didn't think. Oh, they didn't know about.
Yeah,
so sadly, I like the whole movie how they even met. It was to an arranged marriage.
Yeah,
like you know, all
yeah,
is the ones that are very cute.
They're unique,
and I love the end too, like how they ended it. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
And then they run away, and
yeah,
yeah. Like it's very nice because I don't think like life is very black or white. It's very gray, and this I think explored that.
Yeah,
it's not always what you think, like if what you know, things on face value, right?
Exactly.
In this film, nothing was on face value, and that was cool.
Yeah, I was very new agey,
very new agey,
right? And,
yeah.
And even it does show how people or a person can get confused.
Yeah,
teenage boy, you know, he's in love with someone, he thinks that he loves someone,
yeah,
and then he meets someone, he's like, okay, wait, you know, and I loved it, I really loved it, and definitely one of my favorites, even today.
Me too.
If it comes on, I still like it. It's aged well too.
Yeah, and it had like the fun college aspect. It also had a very nice family dynamic on both sides.
अरे ये चिचोरा इंसान, ये उस दिन अदिति से शादी करने नहीं आया था, मस्ती मारने आया था।
ज़िंदगी में ऐसा ridiculous scene मैंने कभी नहीं देखा।
But this film showcased family dynamics very well,
and I loved it.
Yeah, we let. What did you think about the direction? And I also feel like in this film, you think we could tell that this is an Intiazali film because
I think so.
There's shades of the director.
Yeah, like travel was involved in this film as well.
Yeah.
You know what I like about Intiaz generally? I like how he films a lot of stuff in India. He goes very local and specifically Himachal. I know he writes there.
Yeah.
And he loves that place. And if you see every single film, he has that. He has Himachal in
it. Yeah,
you know, he does go for like the Bacha had some foreign locations and stuff like that. Jabheri Masejo,
yeah.
But even Jabheri Masejo, there were the flashback scenes had Himachal, so he always tries to put Himachal even Tamasha and stuff like that. Like Lawasco one was good, but then the second one was not needed at all.
Yeah, second one was like bad, and even Lawasco was a very unique and interesting film.
Yeah,
but trying to remake that, no.
Yeah, I was oh my god.
Yeah, but it happens. I mean, like the last two films that he did, Jabheri Masejo and Lawasco 2 were not well accepted by the fans, which was a shocker to even people like Amreen and I, because like he's such a good track record.
All the films, even if they don't deliver at the box office, but if you see it as a piece, it's amazing.
Yeah,
performance wise, screenplay wise.
Yeah.
But there's Rockstar. I know Rockstar was not like a huge hit, right?
Yeah.
It was mediocre, but then I feel like it got all the awards, and it was like it was such a brilliant script. I thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, if Delhi's first is Sultan Atta, fun film.
Fun film.
Please go watch it. It's on YouTube and Netflix.
And it's underrated. So check it out.
Very one of the most underrated films.
On that note, my name is Sheta.
And my name is Amreen.
And you're watching your favorite show, Dil To
Filmi Dahi Hai.
Keep watching.
We're out.